I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Carey. Just 1.5 shows left of the Nightside Project. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. We're having a great time.
Ethan, go ahead and take it from here. There are 30 seconds left in the Jazz game, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, good. I was just going to say good luck to the Jazz as they try to lock this one out. You're not going to give us any score update or anything?
The Jazz are up. So Brandon Ingram of the New Orleans Pelicans, he's at the line right now. And if he makes the second of two free throws, they'll be tied right now, 104 to 104. And he does. So it's tied up right now with 30 seconds left. Anyway, we'll let you know in an hour or so what happens with the game on KSL's Unrivaled.
Hey, Alex, I want to get some headlines. You ready for headlines?
Yeah, do you want to do the headlines, or do you want to have Steve's – we're supposed to work in a Steve's stimulus buffet.
So Steve has been quite an entrepreneur through this whole coronavirus. He opened up an outlet store just for the stimulus checks that
right.
we all got.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, he opened up fireworks stand for the 4th of July. And now with the move that Utah's made to reopen buffets – he has opened up Steve's discount fireworks. No, just Steve's stimulus buffet.
There you go.
I want to say this.
Hey there, you're looking to fill your belly up with some tasty food, but sick of other restaurants telling you to leave for eating so much? Also, your wife, she's pretty mean. Well, with the buffets being opened up again here in the state of Utah, old Steve wanted to stimulate the taste bud with Steve's Stimulus 100% Food Buffet. We spray our food every 30 minutes with Febreze to ensure it's safe. Peruse our Italian section, spaghetti, Italian soda, Chef Boyardee ravioli. Try the Chinese section, fried wontons, orange chicken delivered daily from Panda Express to ensure freshness. Also, want to make sure to do your part, but we eliminated the poo-poo platter. Steve, what about making sure your seafood's fresh? Can you guarantee it? No, we can't. So come down today and enjoy the only seafood-free buffet in town. Also, come down and get some of Steve's favorites. Costco muffins, not the poppy seed ones. Those are gross. A handful of pistachios on every plate. RC Cola, Hot Pockets, recooled so they don't burn your mouth. The juice out of the bottom of the pack of hot dogs. Taco Tuesday every Thursday night. Come on in to Steve's Stimulus Buffet. Bring the whole family together. Get your food and eat in the parking lot because they're still working on a food license. You won't find fresher food unless you went to the grocery store after we did. We went on Saturday. Come on down and see us next to my cousin's jewelry and haircut shop out here in West Valley.
There you go. Valley. Yep, it's a good look. We just want to thank him for his support during all this.
I love that he tells you when he went to the store. The only way to get fresh food is if you went to the store after we did, which is on Saturday.
We went on Saturday. It's good to know. He's like, that's shopping day. I thought he also got a little too autobiographical on the. On the part at the beginning, he's like, hey, are you sick of restaurants telling you to leave when you've eaten too much? Also, your wife is pretty mean. I was like, whoa, that seemed like way too much information.
We see that on occasion.
Mm-hmm,
you know, people
mm-hmm.
get kicked out.
Yeah. Hey, so Derek Favors just absolutely whacked Rudy Gobert, who's now at the line with 6 seconds left to 104-104, the Jazz and Pelicans. Rudy makes the front end of the two free throws here. Gosh. I hate the Jazz. I love them so much. It's making me nuts right now.
Can I give you another? Can I give you a headline to take away?
Absolutely.
Take it out of your mind.
Absolutely. Let me turn my mic off just so you can make sure and get that headline out real good.
All right. It's hard to believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor, politician, athletic enthusiast, and investor, has turned 73. He turned 73 today. Happy birthday, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was born in Austria, most famous for Terminator, and you know. Can you believe he's 73, Alex?
Do you think that that's what he's the most famous for, is Terminator?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
It's not the movie Twins?
Maybe the Twins might be a very close second.
What about Kindergarten Cop?
Now, Alex, I will say this.
What about when he played, what about the movie Junior when he played a pregnant man?
Arnold Schwarzenegger over
I am
his,
pregnant.
Over his career, his films have grossed a total of more than $1.7 billion in the United States, $4 billion worldwide. That's pretty good, but not as good as Tom Cruise, who has actually broken the $10 billion mark.
Why would you defile on his birthday Arnold Schwarzenegger by telling us how much he is worth domestically and internationally, and then you go, I'm going to go ahead and look up Tom Cruise's numbers, too, just so you can ruin everybody's
number one,
day.
I didn't need to look them up.
Oh, you already know them.
And number two, I was just trying to give some context.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I was just trying to give some context, okay? How much is $4 billion in the grand scheme of things? Well, up against America's greatest living actor, Tom Cruise, he's about halfway there. That's still great. I wasn't trying to run him down. I was trying to just give
totally
context.
Did. You totally made him feel
trying
bad,
to give
dude.
Context.
Come on. Anyway. Well, that's...
Next up.
Yeah, what do you
next
got?
Next headline on the... Nightside Project. Now I got to go back and find them. Oh, here it is. All right. Two Indian school girls have discovered an asteroid which is slowly shifting its orbit and moving toward Earth. The two young ladies, both in 10th grade, were working on a school project. It's actually a really cool project. They have access to this software, which helps them to analyze images of space, and they look for objects that are in different places in each photo, and this way they can identify objects in space that are not stars. And they can identify asteroids, basically. And then they can, you know, study them, learn about them. And so they sent all their details to NASA, which got back to them. They confirmed, yes, NASA confirmed, this is a previously unknown near-Earth object. And yes, its orbit around the sun had shifted recently, and it'll to bring it closer to the Earth. Now, here's the thing, though. The headline's fantastic, and the girls did a great job. But it's a little bit misleading because when we're talking about shifting closer towards Earth,
right?
The asteroid is currently close to the orbit of Mars. In about a million years, it's going to move closer to Earth and will be at a distance of more than 10 times the distance of between the Earth and the Moon.
Oh, well.
So is it moving towards the Earth? Yes, but it's not actually where Bart Simpson discovers a comet and it's coming straight towards Springfield.
See, this is why I love when Patrick Wiggins weighs in on the show, because he goes, well, yeah, not really. Like, because he'll go, that's fine. It'll take about a million years before it gets just a little bit closer. And so
this is one of the things, though, that annoys me a little bit about the way people write headlines, because when it comes to this science stuff, astronomy, things like this, and you know what I'm talking about, it doesn't need to be embellished. It's shocking,
yeah,
it's amazing,
cool,
and impressive all on its own.
Anything
you don't have to embellish it.
Right. Any headline out of space immediately makes you feel like, one, you haven't lived for very long, you won't live for very long, and we are very, 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 very tiny in this universe of ours. Ethan, quick update on the Jazz game.
All right.
There you go.
Was it the penalty shots?
It went to penalty shots. You got it. Went to extra innings, and no, the Jazz in regulation.
Was it the free throws? Is that what did
it? It was the free throws of Rudy Gobert that put him over the top, and Brandon Ingram missing a big three-pointer at the end of the game for the Pelicans. But... and the fact that Zion Williamson was limited in minutes and didn't get to play at the end of the game. But the Jazz basically were losing this entire game from the end of the first quarter, all the way through about 4 minutes left. They had not had the lead. in the game. They took it back and then didn't look back, Ethan. Jazz get their first win back in the bubble.
They did.
Pretty awesome. So there you go. 106-104 the final.
So you ready to cheer up a little bit and have a good show?
Yeah, now I'm ready to relax. What have you guys been talking about since you started the show at 6 o'clock?
Do we want to do are we out of time for headlines?
Yes, but we've got a couple more. I know we have a bunch of headlines we want to get through. And you know what? Time is of – we have to get the breaks and everything. We got to honor our sponsors like Steve Stimulus Buffet. But we do – we will make time for your headlines. You know why? Because what are they going to do? Let you go? Come on.
Yeah.
We're being let go tomorrow night. So there you go. And by that, I mean you, Ethan, because then I have to still do the sports show starting on Monday. All right, we'll take the break here. We've got more to dive into. A couples therapy also around the corner, and this time it doesn't have to do with Ethan and I. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.